Blog Talk Radio.
Selfie.
I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your malady. Don't post pictures of food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up. You're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends, your connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wide problems. My post, fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. The fuck yourself!
Have you ever noticed that the more you have to do is just so God, I want it feels like to be on the other side. Erased from your memory, I'm destroyed with a story. When every time was turned around and every spoken out, it's just so again and we need a performance of perfection. You're only on the stage for the body and the fashion, but on the other side, I'm the one who wants you. They believe in unity and that it matters too.
Like a turd, and before that was the Whining Pussies. And we are joined in the studio with Doug Moody. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, precious. How are you?
We're doing great, and it's a beautiful day, and I'm so glad that you came in to stop by and say hi to our listeners and fans of Mystic Records.
Well, it's wonderful to be a part of the old, old world of punk. I love the punk statement, the people united kick ass. I love
That's
punk.
Right.
I love punks because what they want is They want to communicate with each other. Today, the world has been taken over by robots. We are got everything we do is robotic, and there's not a thinking person left in the world. So let's be punks, people, united, kick ass, and let's love each other and help each other, and we'll get through all this mess that we are in. And the human being really invented itself and invented the world we live in. So let's be human beings and help each other. Bye.
That's right. And here's one from El Duce. Let me see.
Oh, my God. I love El Duce. Thank you.
He was our friend. In
yes, he was. And he was quite abnormal in many things.
Listen, everybody. You must understand. It's happening outside the Cafe Tigran. They're too expensive and you're poor. So head down to the liquor store.
Better listen now. Are you going to be in a cell? In the police hotel.
Buy a torpedo of Colt 45. The dinosaur fuel will keep you alive. Then head back to the parking lot and look at skinheads drinking gut rot. They will kick your butt. They don't like your hair.
Thank you.
Wow, welcome to the punk world of Mystic 1980. Boy, was that a time of a record company. We built a record company with punks.
Yes, you did. And we're continuing on with a lot of the old and a whole lot of the new bands as well. It's really been exciting last couple of years, all of the new bands who have come on to join Mystic, you know. And I just love that original recording you did of El Duce and the Mentors. I truly believe that's one of the best recordings he had out there.
Well, to tell the truth, El Duce was drunk as a lord when he was recording. And one day I'll tell you the story about him.
Tell us now.
No, I'll have to save it for you. It's the juiciest story ever. And
Please tell us.
Okay. El Duce wanted to make the story of the police motel or police hotel. He wanted it live. He said, I want it live, so I want to stand in the studio and I wanted to sing with a microphone so I'm with the band and the band can sing with me. So I set him up in the studio, and while he was recording, El Duce suddenly picked up his trouser leg and peed on the amplifier that he was playing into.
Ew.
And I was afraid he was going to get electrocuted.
Sure.
Because there he was. So I immediately pulled the plug and we stopped that recording. So I told him, yeah, you go and use a bathroom, you don't pee in the middle of a set. And he said,
right.
Well, I do on the stage, I pee on my drums. I said, not in this studio. So So he calmed down, and we reset the thing, and that is the live recording. And the reason it jumps in the middle from one thing to another is because we had to reset the whole thing up because El Duce decided to take a pee on his amplifier, and I was afraid he was going to short-circuit and electrocute himself.
He very well could have, you know.
People do not know what it's like to run a punk record company with real punks. And I will one day write a story with you about different recordings and different happenings, and it's all true. I loved being the guy who had a punk record company, and I loved recording punks because they made statements. They decided they were going to say something, and RKL was like that. RKL definitely outstandingly made statements, and one of these days we'll tell the story about how Bummer broke his wrist skateboarding, holding me to keep the studio open, and he was skateboarding outside when he broke his wrist, and I had to tape his wrist together with gaffer tape, you know, that gray tape, and I taped his wrist together, and I recorded him. He only was good for four songs, and he was only good for one take of each song, and I promised him I would go and record him, and the group arrived late. But I recorded him, and I saved his drumstick that I taped to his wrist for him to play drums. Can you imagine recording with a broken wrist? Huh?
Well, he was quite a guy. I love RKL, and I've not found anyone who can match Jason Shear's voice. You know, it was really amazing. And back to freedom of speech, you know, one of the founding principles of the United States of Americans that we treasure is the right to freedom of speech. And, of course, that is enshrined in the First Amendment of the Constitution. And freedom of speech grants all Americans the liberty to criticize the government and speak their minds without fear of being censored or persecuted. And that's what we have right here, right now, in America, freedom of speech, and we're out here talking about things that we love. And you know, I think love is the most important part of freedom of speech, because there's too much hate in the world, and you know, if everybody would just look to their neighbor and hug one another and say, "Hey, buddy, what's up? What can I do for you?" Be a better place.
Well, have a beer ready, because I'm coming, and I'd love to have a beer with you and face the truth. Come on, let's be part of the new punk movement where we love each other and we are humans who are guiding the world, and we want to be able to say what we feel and how we feel, and we want to love one another and tell you, hey, it's human beings are building this world, not robots, human
That's
beings.
Right. That's right.
Thank you.
And, you know, after 35 years, Crankshaft is still with you, and we're going to be putting out their new album. We got behind because of the COVID and the shutdown of the factory, but here's one of their new songs by Dave Anger called Crazy. A zombie-eating shark.
Anything goes on Mystic. Anything goes, and we love it all. I love listening to the 80s, and that was the oldest but goodest day for me. But I'll take any band that wants to play and sing punk music. Come on, let's hear from you, and let's keep Mystic alive and well, and let's care for each other. Each other. Care about being punk.
Oops. That was mistake. Hey, speaking of mistakes, we have a brand new Mystic Mistake out with the Best of Aggression with the label copy with the wrong track list.
Oh, with the Best of Aggression, we decided to redo and redo the
beautiful
master. So there is a new master inside an old jacket. The old jacket has the songs that the previous Best of Aggression was put out in 1990. 1990, we put out Best of Aggression, and it was a good record, but Candy, she went and remastered the record, and so in 2020, we have the Best of Aggression, which is a new record, and only 100 of them were made mottled. But what happened is the old label copy is on the record, so the label copy is wrong, and the jacket got printed wrong, and there's 100 records out there now. Another mistake. We made another mistake. And you've got to call your local record store and say, order the Best of Aggression, because it's 100 mottled records. No record looks alike, and we made a mistake. It's got the wrong label copy on the jacket. It's got the wrong label copy on the record, and there are 100 records went out to record stores, and they're going to be worth $100 a piece.
Go to your local
record store and get them to order Best of Aggression. There's only 100 out there. Go get them.
The translucent is a good base. It's translucent with the metal flake, and then they add the black and white, making it marbled, and they're absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful records. And I have to give Philip Raves a shout-out because he brought it up to today's standards as well. You know, and we got to thank Richard for making the metal parts, right? So everybody,
okay, Phil,
a big
Phil,
thank
Phil Coe is still remastering Mystic Records under Candice's guidance. I'm getting too old to do all this stuff, but I'm still with you. I'll be 92 on November the 3rd. But on January the 26th, I'm a born-again American, because I arrived January 26th in 1953. I came from England, and then I will be 62 years old. And so Doug will celebrate a 92nd birthday on November the 3rd, and in January I'll go back to being an American, born-again American, 62 years old. So two birthdays to celebrate with me, girl. I'm ready to party.
All right. Here we go with another oldie.
Is that fucked up? You want to do it again?
Darkland, USA. Don't be fun. Don't be gay. Kick your ass. Not like me. You can't be what you want to be. I'm not pretty. Can't tell. Gonna be a cop from hell. A killer cop from hell. You're a cop from hell. You're a cop from hell. Don't be gay, kick your ass, not like me. You can't be what you wanna be. I'm
Cop busted me. They kicked me in, pushed me around. Some faggot tried to butt fuck me. I bet you that dude's at her house right now watching some more. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
That was a yeah from
LDJ. You're taking me back many years, back to the 80s when we first moved out of Hollywood and went to San Marcos and lived in a warehouse. We all moved into that warehouse and we made records.
Yes, you did, and we're going to continue making records. And here's some more oldies, Hated Principles.
Is that fucked up? You want to do it again?
Oh, wait, we already played that one. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got to find something else. We already played that one. Let me see. What have we got here? Life's Not Fair. Police Motel. Oh, here we go. No More Fun. Okay, here we go. Have to say, Doug Moody, you discovered and put out so many wonderful punk bands. It's amazing.
Well, when I first came to America, it was a strange world, and you know, it was like trying to recover after the war, being bombed and having to put up with feeding Germans, go to Germany and feed Germans with American food. I decided I'm not going to put up with this shit anymore. I've had everybody telling me how to become a gentleman and how to dress. And then there was no English government running the country. It was the unions run the country and the working class took over and they fired Winston Churchill, who was the most wonderful man in the history of my life. And
there weren't
he got
punks in England in World War II. I mean, you guys were gaining your little cliques together after the war. And
oh, yeah,
and then you came to America, but... Yeah,
well, wait a minute. First of all, let me tell you, after the war, we all grew long hair down to our shoulders, and we lived on the left bank of Paris, and we all swore we would never, ever join the Army or Air Force again, and we wore corduroys, and we wore long hair, and we were punks living on the left bank of Paris. And we started the punk movement, and the newspaper called us punks and didn't like us at all because they called us the angry young men, and they wrote about us in the English newspapers. And I decided to hell with this. I'm going to America because here we are feeding the world with American food, and England is not being rebuilt. So
I came to
America, and believe me, the first thing I found was blues, and we started new music called Rhythm and Blues and went into business with Dick Clark, and before I knew it, I became a millionaire 18 months after I'd got into America. Can you believe that? And so then, after that, I decided I liked punk music when the bands came over. Remember when the bands came over from Scotland and played? And the drummer from Dr. No, do you remember the drummer left and went with the band?
Yeah.
And he went back to England in the band.
The guy was exploited with the Red Mohawk. His name slips my mind at the moment, but
He was originally a drummer with Aggression, and then he left and he went to be the drummer with Dr. No. And then he left with the band and went to Scotland. Well, I in the middle of all of this turmoil, I could hear a voice of American...
Waddy. I just got his name in my...
Waddy was the bass player with the band. Waddy was the bass player.
Oh. Well, which one
was... It's okay. We'll remember him. He was a wonderful guy. And he was the one who came to me before he left America and said, look, this is a high school recording of Dick Clark. So I called Dick Clark, and Dick said, I don't remember recording it, but you can have it and do what you like. So that was Brandon Cruz in High School Dr. No. That was how that record came to the light, because the drummer gave it to me when he left to go to England. Huh?
There you go. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I've got some RKL for you. Think positive.
Yeah.
know who that drummer was? Hello?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Rick Heller.
Rick Heller. There you go. That's the one. Rick Heller.
You remember the last recordings of Dr. No? Carl Toucher was the vocals. He wrote the song. Ishmael Hernandez was bass. Fred Matterquin. Do you remember Fred with...
Yes, I do. I like
Fred made the guitar sounds, and Rick Heller had the drums.
Very
and that
talented
was,
voice.
That was 1984.
Beautiful.
Yep, okay.
1984, I was working hard, booking everybody at the cafe. They played quite a bit there, too. And,
yeah.
And same with Dr. No. In fact, here's Burn by Dr. No.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Somebody's going to have to give Wikipedia a call because they're saying Dr. No began as a Nardcore band, and they actually began with Slimy Valley, and they've got it all backwards. They wrote here, began as an hardcore band from Oxnard, and they were from Simi Valley, right?
Exactly. The first recordings we have of Dr. No was made by Dick Clark.
Oh, yeah, I think I have one of those here. Let me see. Here we go. Here's another Dr. No song. You want to hear this one?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Oldies but goodies today. And is this Rick Heller on drums?
Yes.
To write a new album, Rick Heller quit, and then he went to Scotland, of course, and joined the Exploited. And drummer Larry White was brought in, and that's the African-American guy who's on the back cover of the new remastered Best of Aggression, Larry White.
There you go. It's quite quite a history.
It is. It really is. And you know, when Dr. No disbanded in 91, That's about the same time Slayer covered Kyle Toucher's song, Mr. Freeze. And I just, I love that song. I was looking for it through my track list here, and for some reason it's not on there. I love that song. It's a great song, and they've had some pretty good luck, because that other song, Piece of Meat, was taken by the adult cartoon South Park in the episode entitled Clubhouse, and they did real good with that as well, you know. And,
well, onward. We have younger people coming in all the time, and to them, the 80s was their parents. And that's when Mystic was born, in the 70s. In 1970, Mystic was born as a punk label. And
okay.
So we are now in a new history of Mystic, and we, in the 2020 year, are redoing Mystic, and it's becoming another new punk label. A lot of the recordings are not old, and a lot of it is mechanical now.
No, we're not putting out any of that type of mechanical music. We're doing the notes, and that's it.
No,
and I actually did find Mr. Freeze.
Of course, that's what I'm trying to bring up. The point is that the world is changing around us, but we're not going to change. We're still going to be that old-fashioned punk label.
That's right, and here we go with Mr. Freeze.
Thank you.
I love the song. Yeah.
Who will be the lucky one? Who will get the deadly one? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Who will see when the rest are blind? Who will remain frozen in time? Who will flee underground once the blanket scorches the ground? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Horror waits for those who remain. Ice cold blood drops in their veins. Arm yourselves to the teeth. Recall the threat of Mr. Freeze. See the blood melt in your eyes. See your family burned alive.
great guitar work.
Hey.
Yes.
One of these days, bring in some Flower Leopards. That was one of my favorite groups from the old days, the Flower Leopards. You remember them?
Well, yes, Shane Inholm is still with us. And I've got one of their songs here. I just passed it a minute ago. I have so many songs on the board here. Preacher's Confession. So let me see. Most of this is under alphabetical order. Okay, so while I'm looking for that, I'm going to play Penis Youth. This is off of your Party or Go Home album. Let me see. M-N-O-P. Where is it? Nookie. Play by the Rules. Preacher's Confession. Here we go. The one and only Flower Leopards. Great band, you know. And Shane's done quite well.
Thank you.
Well, I just got a request from one of our fans for our new band in the UK, and it's called Gang Related Death, and this is Bleed Punk Degenerates.
And everybody, we love you out there. So,
all right.